Hello and welcome to No More Shame. I am your host, Dylan Lloyd. And today we have with me my youngest little sister, Sienna. And I'm going to turn the time over to her to go ahead and let her start sharing with you a little bit about her and give us her story for the day. Take it away, Sienna.
All right, so like Dylan said, I'm his little sister and I'm the youngest of six kids. I'm studying up at Utah State right now, and I'm going to special education, and I was recently just received my mission call to go and serve in the North Carolina Raleigh mission, and I'll be leaving February 3rd for that. I'm so excited for it. I just can't wait to go and to help the people of North Carolina. So this is my story. Something that I've struggled with for the past about 2.5 years is thoughts of self-harm, and I dealt with depression. For me, I know exactly when this all started. It started on March 13th, 2 years ago, and I remember the first time I had that thought of self-harm, I just was so scared. I was like, what's going on? Like, why am I feeling this? Like, I should be happy right now. Because it was a really special day for me. It was actually one of my nephew's birthdays. Like, he was just born, so I was so confused as to why I was feeling like this. And I just remember getting super quiet. Like, I just didn't really talk. I kind of just, like, I wasn't sure why I was feeling the way I was feeling, because, like I said, it was a big thing for me, a big day for me. And then I, like, didn't think that it would continue on. I thought, for me, like, I was like, maybe this is just a one-time deal and then I'll be okay. But it didn't stop. Just little things would trigger, like, the most random things. I'd just be sitting, like, I'd be sitting at school and something would happen, and all of a sudden it'd be like, I get those thoughts again, like, and I just was so scared when it started happening, and I didn't know what to say, I didn't know what to do, and I didn't want to talk to anyone about it, because growing up, and like my whole life, I've always been told I'm such a happy person, and that people just, they talk to me, and they tell me things, and they're like, you just make me feel happier, like, they talk. Like, they tell me about, like, my smile and how I'm always smiling. It's just such a good thing. And so I think I, myself, have put that, like, on me, that I have to make people happier. And so I felt like if I shared this struggle I was going through, that it would be me essentially letting somebody else down. So I kept it to myself for a while. I didn't tell anyone. I remember, like, we'd have, like, our family come over, and, like, my siblings, and every time I pull myself away. Would we be with them? We'd be having such a good time, and something would happen, and I would draw myself out, and I would hear everyone laughing and talking, and I missed out on a lot of fun times with them because of those thoughts and those feelings that I was having. And I didn't tell anyone about it until about, I think it was about 5 months later. I went to a young women's activity and I was driving home with one of my leaders, and she was actually the first person I told about it, because it was a bad day for me that day. And I just remember sitting in her car, and I just started crying, and I told her all about it, because I was like, I don't know what to do right now. And for me, I don't do well with showing my emotions. I hold them all in and just kind of let them build up inside me. And so I remember she told me that she told me that no matter what, she would support me, but she felt like I should talk to my parents about it because she was worried about me. She didn't want anything to happen to me. And so I actually waited for a little while because I didn't want my parents to worry about it. I don't want to have to tell my family about the things that I was going through. So instead of opening up, I just kept holding it in until one day it came really close to where I actually almost did hurt myself. And so I remember going to my parents' room that night, and I just sat in their bed and I cried, and I just told them all about it. I told them what I've been going through, and they had no idea because I'd gotten so good at putting on that act of being okay when I really wasn't. And so after I told them, that's when we started looking for someone for me to go see to help, to get me that help that I needed. And I actually, like you, I saw two therapists. I went to one lady for one visit. And I guess before, because I just don't show my emotions, I had to feel very connected with someone before I can open up about it. Something that was really hard for me is I didn't have that connection with her. That first day, she sat and just asked me all these questions. And it was like she expected me to just open up to her, but I knew nothing about her. And it just wasn't a good fit for me. Like, we left, and my mom and I both were like, no, she's like, I don't feel like she's right. And I was like, that's not who I should be going to. And so, actually, it was a few months before I went back to somebody, before we found somebody. And the one I started going to, her name is Kathleen, right, like, away. Like, that first day, we didn't even really talk about what I was going through at first because it was just us getting to know each other. And I was able to build that bond with her, which has helped me so much because I've seen her for the past, like, 2 years now, and just, but it's only been able to be, I was only able to keep going to her because I made that connection with her. I got to know her, and so, I don't know. It's just a little of my story. It's something that still to this day, I still struggle with it. I know I've learned things to help me when I do have those thoughts, but it's not something that I'm just going to be able to get rid of, which is, at first, was really hard for me to understand. So I was like, why can't I, I'm doing all this, I'm working, I'm doing the things I've been told that will help me, like, why do I still feel like this? But I think for me, it's just, I've come to learn that I have this struggle, I have this trial for a reason, and I know that through it, like, I'll be able to grow. And so that's helped me is I still continue to struggle. I have my hard days. Yeah, that's just a little of my story.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us. Yeah. Right before this, Sienna was nervous to tell us this, so I'm grateful that you did. I know that wasn't easy, so thank you for sharing. So, first question I have. So March 13th, you said, was the first day that you felt that. Was there, like, anything that brought it upon? Or was it just kind of out of the blue, you just suddenly had this thought to inflict pain? If I'm understanding this correctly, can you just have these thoughts that you mm-hmm. want to hurt yourself?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I think I see it as a way to kind of like to take the pain away that I feel because I don't want to talk about it. So it was kind of just a way for me to let out those emotions. I think is how I kind of would understand, like I would, how I saw it in my mind, and I'd be like, well, like, maybe if I did just do it, like, I wouldn't be feeling like this anymore, like, and I'd be more okay. And so, I think that first day, I don't really know if there's a specific thing. I remember just sitting, we were actually, like, in the hospital room with my sister-in-law and my nephew, like, with them, and I just, all of a sudden, as I was just sitting there, it just, like, hit me. It was, like, I was so happy, and it was just such a good day, and I don't know what, but it just all of a sudden hit me, and I just was, like, whoa. And, like, I just flipped. I was, like, this isn't something I've ever felt before. Like, I've never really felt, like, this much, like, sadness before. And so, yeah, it was more of just kind of, like, a new, like, it was just, like, it just all of a sudden was there.
Yeah, so there wasn't really anything that day that specifically triggered it, because as you said, we just had a nephew born, so it would be like, oh, yay!
Yeah.
Okay, so since then, the moments that trigger it, is there something in particular that triggers it, or is it just kind of the emotions you're feeling trigger it? Does that make sense what I'm asking? So let me just, in short, so now you kind of said that we'll be at family events and we'll all be sitting around laughing and talking, and then suddenly you just kind of take a step back and kind of become more reclusive. Is there something that triggers you then to get that way? Does that make more sense than I'm asking? Okay.
I think probably, like, some days it's just, like, it won't be really anything specific. Like, sometimes it's just kind of, like, I don't know, I just get, I mean, I just kind of get in my head, and it's just, like, we'll be talking about things, and it's, like, memories of, like, maybe, like, I wasn't there, or, like, I was there, I just wasn't as big a part of it, and so I kind of get in my head about it, but, like, other times, I don't know, I think, because, I mean, growing up with six kids, like, it was my favorite thing. Like, I had so many big brothers and sisters, but I was, like,
being, call them big.
Like, well, but, just, it's, like, because being, like, the youngest, like, our older sister and I, you know, there's 12 years between us, like, so it's just, like, everyone, like, started leaving. So for most of my life, it was really either you sitting there or just sitting there. And so I think sometimes I just get kind of like an overwhelming feeling when everyone's home. And it just kind of gets, like, I just don't know how to, like, always deal with it. I kind of just, in a way, it kind of stresses me out. And my stress kind of turns to, like, turns to having those thoughts. Because I just am, like, I don't know what to do. I don't know, like, how to, like, kind of, like, handle it. And so I just, between, like, that, my mind just goes straight to, like, it kind of goes, so, well, like, why don't you just go this way, and then you'll feel a lot better. So.
And you said, well, you said you came close to it once. Now, if this question's too much, you don't answer, but did you ever at any point hurt yourself in any way?
No, I never actually did. And you say I never did physical harm to myself, but, like, I definitely did a lot of, I think, mental harm. I beat myself up over a lot of things, and I think because I really didn't want to physically hurt myself, that's what I would go to instead, is finding ways, other ways to hurt myself and to hurt, like, my spirit and who I am.
Uh, of you. And so this has only been for 2 years, correct?
Two and a half.
So two and a half. Yeah. And you said that you have depression as well. Is that a side effect of the self-harm?
Yeah.
Or is that, was that something you've had before the self-harm, or?
So, I think I've always kind of had a little bit of it. Just throughout my life, but that was like, it was part of like what I was kind of diagnosed with. It was, I had like a mild, it was what she said was like a mild case of depression, which because of that, it led to those thoughts of self-harm. And
gotcha.
And okay. Like as I continue to go, because I've gotten a lot better than I used to be. I used to get those thoughts almost like every day. And so I've gone to a really good place where I'm not like that, but I still, like I said, I still get them. Like, I still know those moments when I can feel myself just getting, like, I just get so sad and, like, just in a dark place, and I don't, it's just weird. It's like, I don't know why, because oftentimes it's like really, it's really good moments in my life, and I just all of a sudden it's like just something switches in me and it's just like, okay.
Just like a light switch. Yeah. At 1 minute you're fine and suddenly it's
just like, yeah, different. It's like I'm a, I come like a different person almost.
I can understand that a little bit. In a different sense, because you know, I struggled with pornography, and I mean, I'd be doing great, I wouldn't be looking, and then suddenly, it kind of one day I'd be sitting there, and I could be bored, I could be angry, you know, some emotion, and it would just be like, well, I could just go look, and that would take away the boredom, or if I went and looked, that would take away the anger, I'd be pushing off at something else. I don't know if you found this with yourself. Well, I know you said you never hurt your, but not your physically, but mentally you'd beat yourself up. So when I would, you know, I'd have those thoughts and I'd try and fight them, like, no, you shouldn't go look. That's not going to, but then I would, and they call it like instant gratification. So for a brief moment when I'm in that sense, it's kind of like, oh, I got rid of my anger. This is making me feel better. And then as soon as I was done, I would be more mad at myself than I was beforehand, because it was just like, you just screwed it up. You've been going for so, you've been doing good for so long, and now this. And you did, does that kind of happen the same thing with you?
I think in a sense, yeah. Like it would, like when I would start to feel that way, and I'd have that battle with myself. Be like, why are you feeling this? Like, you, like, or like the other week it just happened to me. Like, I've been doing so good. I hadn't had those thoughts in like a really long time. And something, it just all of a sudden was like, it was there. And I was like, what are you doing? Like, you've gone like for so long. Like, you were doing amazing. Like,
yeah.
Why is that? Like, why are you feeling back to that? And I think me just having like those thoughts and being like, oh, like, why are you doing this? Like, you know what you're supposed to be doing. Like I said, like, it was just me, like, beating at myself. Like, come on, like, why are you like this? Like, it, like, I did, it was kind of like, okay, like, you know, I did. I sort of like, okay, like, I've done that. Now, like, I can be fine. But then it made me more sad, because I was like, here I was doing so good, and I had that thought, and I just went back to being, like, so hard on myself, like,
yeah.
And I was like, why did I do that? Like, I know that's not what I need to hear right now, like, those things aren't what I should be doing, like, I know what I need to be doing, so.
Yeah. So, was it Kathleen?
Mm-hmm.
Do you still see her to, like, have you still been going, not as often?
So I've gotten to, like, where I would go just at least once a month. Because at the start, I was every week. Yeah. It was every week. And then once I got to kind of a point where I felt better, we went every 2 weeks. Like, we just kind of spread it apart. But since I went up to school, I haven't really, like, gone. Mm-hmm. Just because my schedule is crazy. But
school, yeah.
Yeah. But that was one thing, because we talked about it before, like, my last session. It was the day before I moved up to Logan. And she was kind of like, what do you, like, want to do? Like, you can do whatever you want. And I was like, I don't know how much I'll be able to, like, if I can really do it with school. But, like, my thing was, before I left my mission, I just want to have, like, that one last kind of check-in, just
to make sure things are good.
To make sure I'm still good and I'm still in that place where I feel like I can go and where she felt like I was still, like, in a good place to go. That is something very important that the church looks at, whether I feel good enough and whether, like, she feels good enough, because she knows what I'm going through.
Yeah. So, I guess my final question is then, well, I guess there's two. One, well, I guess you can be considered both. What was the thing that has really helped you get through this or get better with it? And then what advice would you give to someone else who's out there struggling with the same thing? Mm-hmm. So you can answer either at the same time or if it's kind of different things.
So for me, I feel like there's been a lot of different things that have helped me. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of in the moment what I really need. But something that's been always there is just having, like, that person that you can go and talk to. Like, for me, like, that was something really important, because I just needed to have that one, like, just at least that one person that I feel like I could talk to about things. And as I've gone up to school, because I'm living with, like, my sister Sydney, and we have got a friend that we've gotten super close to, like,
should I have to say?
Like, he's just become, like, another brother to Sydney and I, and he's been just a huge influence and help in my life. And for me, as these past few weeks, because a few weeks ago I started feeling those ways again.
Yeah.
It was kind of just, in a way, like, a down spiral for me. Like, it's just been a really rough few weeks for me. But they have been by my side every single night, and they're always there. And just, it's been helpful for me to have just somebody I can talk to. Somebody who can just be there and understand it. And our family, like, it still takes time for me to share those emotions. I still have to work on building up to it. Just, it's like a process for me, because it's something that's very hard for me. And so I just kind of have to work up to it. And, like, our siblings and our parents have been such great, like, they've been so good to help me and just kind of be under, like, they've been understanding of it. And so I would say, if this is something you're struggling with, find that person, because you're loved. Like, no matter what, somebody loves you and will always be there for you. And so you just need to find that person that will be there no matter what for you. Because that's what has gotten me through this.
I like that. I think that's a positive note to end on, is you are loved. And that's, I mean, I love that you talked about talking to people about it, because that was a huge thing for me as well, was finally opening up and talking to people about it was what helped me get through pornography. So, yeah, I appreciate you coming out here today, Sienna, to talk to us. So, thank you for watching today. We are super glad that Sienna was able to come and talk to us today. If you have any other questions or anything you'd like to ask Sienna, you can either leave a comment down below, or could they look you up on social media?
Yeah.
Do you want to?
Yeah, so If you want, my Instagram is sienna.lloyd, it's just CENNA.LLOYD.
So yeah, if you'd rather just reach out to her and ask her or leave her a message, that's what it is. Please don't be a creeper. And other than that, make sure you subscribe down below, and we'll continue to release episodes bi-weekly. Have a great week.